Qadimoon.
Dedicated to 100% Dawah.
This CD has been produced by Qadimoon.
Assalamu alaikum. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nasta'gfiru wa nu'minu bihi wa natubakar wa alayhi. Wa nubudillah min shuri infusina masiyat ahmalina. Min yahdillah fala mudillala faman yulla fala hadiyallah. Nashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa shahadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd. To you, my brothers and sisters, I'm so thankful to Allah to have the great honor and privilege to address you tonight. It is an honor for Allah to allow me, a person who just a few days ago was in total ignorance, who had no idea of Allah's great mercy and His great wisdom, that Allah would allow me to come from the depths of ignorance and then to allow me to grow a little bit, to share something of what I've learned from Him, is a great honor. Brother Hardiff mentioned that you may not be seeing me for a while. If it were up to me, if I could, I would be with you every day, every year. But there's so much work that we have back in America, in New York City. Every time I leave home, then that's less time that I have to develop my own community and the Muslims in America. I'm at a stage now of more building institutions and training future leaders. Allah knows how long each one of us have. So you must give of yourself in trying to find out the best utilization of your own time. I love to travel here, believe me. I've met brothers and sisters and over the years who have become very dear to me. Shah Habil, where are you? Where is he? There he is. You have no idea how much I love this brother. Yes, and you know, and I'm going to say something, and really I shouldn't do it. I'm going to get myself in trouble. Even though I said I may not come back to United Kingdom for another 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, or 5 years, if this brother called me and said, Imam Siraj, I want you to come, I'll come. And that was dumb. Why did I do that? Brother Atta from Bristol. I love him so much you cannot imagine. Hadda Ali, where is he? From Cardiff. He came today. He's trying to get me to come back in April. I said, no, brother, I can't. He said, Imam Siraj, you have to. He came today to twist my arm to make sure I come in April. He said, Hamza is coming, Hamza Yusuf. He knows we're friends. So he says, he dangles Hamza Yusuf in front of me. Hamza already committed. And I said, no, but my no was so weak, I know he saw through it. So I'll probably be coming back one more time in April. Inshallah. Brothers and sisters, a few weeks ago, a good friend of mine came to visit me on a Thursday night. He had just gotten off the plane from visiting that West African country called Ghana. He said, Imam Siraj, I need your help. When I came to the airport in New York City, JFK, I had in my pocket thousands and thousands of cedars. Cedar is the money, the currency of Ghana. And he said that when he went to the money exchange, he said, please change this to American currency. The money exchange at JFK airport said, I'm sorry, we cannot. So he took out the money from his pocket, and he had thousands of bills of cedars. He said, Imam Siraj, I want you to help me to exchange this money. I said, no problem. I got on the phone and I called Wall Street, the biggest exchange, money exchange in America. And I told them that I have this money called cedars from Ghana. Would you please exchange it for my friend? And immediately, without any hesitation, they said no. And he said that there's no country in the world that would trade cedars. So I come to give you some advice today. If you travel to Ghana, and if you got some cedars in your pocket, exchange it before you leave the country. I know some of you are saying, Imam Siraj, I don't plan to go to Ghana. But I'm telling you tonight that you're already in Ghana. And you better make sure you change your currency before you go to a country that doesn't accept your currency. I don't care whether you have pounds in your pocket, francs, rupees, reals, even pesos. They call them new pesos. Whatever kind of currency that you have now, you better make sure that you exchange it, because where you're going, you can't negotiate with the money that's in your pocket. And that brother Abdullah was giving me a sign, letting me know that all of us have to learn how to change currency before it's too late. Tonight I would like to talk to you about the topic of the enemies within. The enemies within. Every one of us have enemies. And a wise person recognizes who his enemies are and who his friends are. It's natural to love your friends and hate your enemies. It's a natural thing. But you better be careful. Because anytime you try to do good, your enemies are trying to destroy you. So a wise person have to understand who his enemies are. I'm of the opinion that there is no power, no force on this earth that are able to destroy Islam and to destroy Muslims. And the only one who can destroy Muslims are other Muslims who look like Muslims. And the destruction of the Muslims will be at the hand of Muslims. There is no power on this earth powerful enough to stop this movement unless it is stopped from within. What I'll be speaking about today will be universal. I could be talking about Great Britain and her enemies within. I could be talking about your masjid and the enemies within the university and the enemies within the university. I could be speaking about your family and be speaking about the enemies within your family. I can be speaking to you as an individual and the enemies within yourself. And so wherever you can take it, wherever you can get a message tonight concerning the enemies within, then you take it. About 2 weeks ago, on the front page of the newspapers of New York City was a very tragic event. A man by the name of Austin Garcia and a woman by the name of Gladys Reichert, or Reichert. They, years ago, were what they call lovers. They lived together for 7 years. And about 4 months ago, this woman, Gladys, decided to cut off the relationship with this man. She wanted nothing to do with him. She went on and got a job, and she met someone else, and And then this woman decided to marry this other man, this new man. It was on a Sunday morning. She was in her home. The limousines were lined outside of her house ready to take her to church. She was in the home taking pictures. And all of a sudden knocked on the door. This man, Austin Garcia, the one whom she used to love. He told her family members, "I just wanted to come to congratulate her, to wish her well." And then when he came inside of the house, he had a little suitcase. He opened the suitcase, pulled out a gun, and shot her, murdered her right there on her living room floor. While her fiancé, the man that she was about to marry, was already at the church waiting for her at the altar. Can you imagine? Here's a man waiting for the woman to marry. Next thing he knows that the woman is dead. Who killed her? It was a man that used to be madly in love with her. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, this emotion called love is a very thin line. A thin line between love and hatred. And I discovered something. That one moment, you may have before you a person that you love more than anything, and then all of a sudden the same one who loved you to that degree can be transformed and hate you to the same degree that they used to love you. Be careful. Those of you who are married, I pray Allah that you stay married, that your relationship will grow, and that you'll become closer to your wife and closer to your husband. I hope that your relationship will grow. History has recorded, I have witnessed it. I have married hundreds and hundreds of Muslim couples. And I remember the nikah, the wedding. Everyone is happy and smiling and people full of joy. But then the same people that had tears of joy come to my office, Imam Saraz, we want to get a divorce. So many marriages begin in bliss and end in a nightmare. Be careful. Because one moment that person can be your friend, and then in the next moment can be your worst enemy. But not only sometimes good relationships sour, on the other hand, sometimes bad relationships can become beautiful ones. Beware of the enemies within. I would like to call your attention to a woman. Her name is Hind bint Utba. You may have heard about this woman. There's a very famous hadith that Hind bint Utba came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And before I say what she said, I want to caution you about something. Brothers, treat your wives well. You never know, 100 years from now, 500 years from now, maybe your wife wrote a book or write a book. I mean, she don't write a book 500 years from now. She write it now, read 500 years from now. And she may mention you in her book. This woman, Hind, said, "Ya Rasulullah, inna Abba Sufyan, innahu rajulun misiqun. Innahu rajulun misiqun. He is a miser." Now let's stop for a moment. I bet you Abu Sufyan never dreamed that 1400 years later, Muslims are going to be reading the hadith called Bukhari, and his wife would have said that my husband Abu Sufyan is a miser.
right? And she asked the Prophet a question. She said, Ya Rasulullah, hal alayya harjan? Is there any sin on me if I take from his wealth to feed me and my family? And the Prophet said, no, la haraja, there's no harm. Sisters, I got good news for you. If your husband is a miser and he don't give you any money, just go right in his wallet. Yeah, it's in the hadith. It's there. So we learn a very important point of Islamic law from this woman, Hind. But that's not the real story about this woman. Let me tell you the real story. This woman was a companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But you have to go to the history and study this woman. This woman said to the Prophet, Ya Rasulullah, this is the beginning of this hadith, by the way. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no family on this earth more hated by me than your family. But now you are more loved, and I would want more honor for this family than any other family on the earth. You know this woman Hind was? This is the same Hind on the death of Hamza at the battle of Uhud. She ate his liver. That's how much she hated the Prophet and hated his family. But then Hind becomes a friend of the Prophet and loved the Prophet. And that brings me now to my talk to you tonight. And alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, not going to be long. Most of you know that I'm from the United States, right? From a city called New York City. New York is a tough place. How many of you been to New York? Raise your hand. Okay. Hardiff went last year, boy. He's still shaking. It's a tough place. How tough is it? You ever remember reading the hadith where a person murdered 100 people? They didn't say what city he was from. I suspect it was New York. Yeah, it's really rough. I remember, you may not believe this, I was 5 years old. I was born in Brooklyn, New York, in what's called the Fort Greene Projects downtown. And we used to have gang fights at that age. Wallahi. Gang fights. Can you imagine? Siraj, 5 years old. So we used to fight with the people around the corner. And I remember one day they caught me. They're the same age as me. And they held me and they were, you know, beating me up. And I remember the guy who hit me the hardest, a guy named Chris. But something strange happened. Well, at that time, I wasn't Siraj. I was Jeffrey. Now everybody knows. I try to keep it a secret. I'll tell what I... But something strange happened. Some 20-something years later, Jeffrey, that 5-year-old boy in a gang fight, becomes Siraj Wahaj, the Imam of Masjid al-Taqwa. And Chris becomes Abdul Rauf, the Naib, assistant Imam to Imam Siraj at Masjid al-Taqwa. Wallahi. Unbelievable. What is it? Ya ayyuhalladhina aminu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'an wa la tafarraqu wadhkuru ni'matallahi 'alaykum idh kuntum a'da'an fa'alafa bayna qulubikum fa'asbahtum bi ni'matihi ikhwana. O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except as a Muslim, and remember Allah's favor on you. And you were enemies, and Allah tied your hearts together, and then you became brothers. Abdul Rauf is such a friend of mine that when one of my babies were born, I allowed him to do what's called tahniq. You know the Prophet, when he took honey at the birth of a new baby and put the honey in the baby's mouth, I allowed Abdul Rauf, as a sign of my love for him, to allow him to do that to one of the births of one of my children. لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم. Good and evil are not alike. Repel evil with something that's better, and then between you and them is enmity would become, as it were, good friends. So you can be enemies and become friends, and you can become friends and become enemies. Now, in the next few moments, I pray Allah He can bless me to articulate what's pumping in this chest. I have something in here that I want to share with you. I pray that in the next few minutes Allah bless me to do it. I don't know if I can. I'm going to ask Him. I'm going to depend upon Him, our Lord Allah. You want wisdom? Here's wisdom. You study every verse of the Quran and you will determine that Allah has a way of doing things. Study Allah's way of doing things. Go to the very beginning in the creation of our father Adam and his wife. Most people believe that Allah gave Adam and his wife one instruction. لَا تَقْرَبَ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Do not go near this tree unless you become one of the wrongdoers. Allah gave that instruction, but that's not the only instruction that He gave. He gave one more instruction. He told them to be aware of their open enemy, Shaitan. And the proof of it is when Adam and his wife were tricked by Shaitan to eat from the tree. Allah said to them, didn't I prohibit you from the tree? And didn't I tell you that Shaitan was lakuma aduun mubin, for you too an open enemy? So Allah warned Adam and his wife beforehand who their enemies were. Who their enemy were. Is. One of those. Choose the right one.